Sunday the 11th of November, 7:08, and you're listening to Sonny and Shay. Today, the Queen has led the nation in honouring those who have died while serving their country. She laid the first wreath here in London at the Cenotaph, and ceremonies were also held across the UK and in Afghanistan as well. So this evening, we're joined by a team from the Army Cadets who have been commemorating the fallen during the period of remembrance. Joining us in the studio, we feel very privileged that they've had a busy, busy day today, but they've all managed to come in and they look absolutely amazing.
I feel safe.
I know. I feel scared, I'll be honest.
See, they walked in and I thought, you know, I thought it was one of those movies. You know, in the movies when they're taking over certain civilian areas,
yes.
They walked in right proper.
Yeah,
and
you
they
can
walked
hear their
in
feet.
After the door. It's brilliant. I tell you, I felt so safe. And Shay obviously felt guilty because she's got something to be scared of.
No, not at all. Joining us in the studio is Cadet Harpreet Burke, who's 16, Lance Corporal Manjeet Jaswal, who's 15, and also Lieutenant Priscilla Ledley, an adult volunteer. Welcome to BBC London 94.9. So Harpreet, Manjeet and Priscilla. I guess the first thing is, Harpreet and Manjeet, what have you been doing this weekend for remembrance, and what have you been doing today?
Yesterday we did the poppy appeal, where we went to Terminal 5 and we tried to get people to donate money to the poppy appeal. And then today we did the Remembrance Sunday parade this morning,
mm-hmm.
and we went to the church, we did the service, and we came back and then we went to the Royal British Legions, and then we had a free buffet.
Harpreet, obviously the buffet is besides the point.
Yeah.
But you've been on your feet all day, right?
Yeah.
You've been on your feet. What kind of shoes do you wear? Can I see what shoes? Is it trainers or is it boots?
Boots? Yeah.
Sole boots.
Boots.
They're
so
very big.
You're on your feet all day.
Yeah.
You have to, obviously the night before, yesterday, I take it, Priscilla, the day before you have to spit and polish, make them look spick and span, right?
Yeah, perfect. Smart boots.
Right, and also laces, they have to look all dapper. Right?
Yep.
So, what are the cadets? Can you tell me what the cadets are there?
The cadet force is open to all teenagers from ages 12 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's military based, okay, but it's got nothing to do with the military.
Right. Mm.
But it is military based, and what it basically is that adult instructors are all volunteers, right? Some of them are previous cadets, and some of them aren't. Some of them just come off the street and decide, yeah, I want to volunteer here.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be here. I want to help these kids, right? And what happens then is they join up and they help through, you know, you get a lot out of cadets personally. I've got a lot out.
Mm-hmm. Have you found that you're more disciplined? I mean, my brother, when he was younger, Priscilla, he was part of the Boys Brigade, where he'd have a particular time he had to get ready by. They used to go in a parade as well, as part of the Boys Brigade, but they used to have tasks that they used to do. So how have you found, has it helped you kind of bring discipline to
well,
your everyday life?
I was myself, and when I turned 18, they said to me, what are you going to do every Monday and Wednesday? Because I got into such a routine. And it does teach you the basic discipline, organisation, looking after yourself, making sure you can cook a meal when mum's not around. And you do see the change in kids. I work in a school and I did a survey on how my cadets change in behaviour and lateness and punctuality issues, and you could see the massive change difference even within a few weeks of
Priscilla,
them being there.
Why did you join the cadets in the first place?
I want to give back what cadets gave back to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I had such a brilliant positive experience. And what was I going to do every Monday and Wednesday? And I came an adult volunteer, and I've given up a lot more than Mondays and Wednesdays.
Brilliant.
But it's seeing my cadets achieve, and when they're getting the certificates and the smile on faces, that's what keeps me going.
Harpreet, why did you join the cadets? I mean, how old are you, may I ask?
I'm 16.
You're 16 years old, and that's a lot of, you know, there's a lot you could do at 16, right?
Yeah.
You could do Bollywood dancing, you could actually go and be an actress, you could go to the theatre, but no, you are going to the cadets. Why did you take on that?
Well, my mum used to take me to the Remembrance Sunday Parade.
Okay.
I would see it, and it was really interesting, and I'd have a passion for the armed forces, because I always like respected what they did for us,
mm-hmm.
and stuff. And then about 2 years ago, a friend from school told me about army cadets, and I decided to join.
And
so hold on, sorry, because I've got lovely Manjeet here, the only gentleman in the studio. I was going to say that too. So tell us, were you taken to Remembrance Sunday? Did you go with your family?
As a kid, from as long as I can remember, On Remembrance Sunday, it used to be a little thing with me and my dad. We used to go out, wake up early every morning.
Wow.
Every Remembrance Sunday, go out and, you know, watch the parade, watch all the cadets come out,
uh-huh.
and do their thing. And when I got older, obviously, I got to the age of joining. I just said to my dad, hey, why don't I join?
Right.
My dad was perfectly up for it. Yeah, he goes, fine. And I joined up.
Now, I know that this is not any association with the army, but they do set you in the right mind frame of going into the army or any of the armed forces. So would you, is that right, Priscilla? It's sort of like, do you have sort of like a, they've given you the foundations almost to a sort of loose degree?
I think so, because we're working on the same principles as mm-hmm. them, you know, discipline, all the foundations of the army. But I've got two ex-cadets who are now adult instructors at my unit, both going into the army and been sponsored by the army.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to stop you guys there for a minute, and we're just going to quickly give everyone the update of who's travelling around London with the travel news, and then we're going to come back and we're going to continue this discussion with you guys, who look amazing here in the studio. But right now we're going to go to the travel, and we're going to come back and talk to these lovely cadets.
Thanks, Sonny and Shay. BBC London 94.9, your latest traffic and travel news. The M25 clockwise at Junction 1A, there's a broken down vehicle just to watch out for. M25 clockwise Junction 1A, it's not causing any major delays. Some residual delays you might find if you're heading out on the M11 tonight. There was an accident not far from Junction 9, although things are a lot better than it was. Putney High Street has got one lane out for drainage works. They're clearing out the drain, so a gully sucker is parked in lane 1 on the A219 Putney High Street northbound. A21 Lewisham High Street closed in both directions after yesterday's serious police incident between the Loampit Vale roundabout and Lewisham Fire Station. Long delays around Kings Road, Battersea Bridge still after Chelsea kicked out. A big game for Chelsea earlier on in the Premier League. And a reminder of the weekend engineering on the tubes. Bakerloo line's not available between Stonebridge Park and Harrow and Wealdstone. No Northern line Edgware to Hampstead. No Piccadilly line Woodgreen to Cockfosters. TfL Overground not available. Watford Junction to Queen's Park. New Crossgate to West Croydon and between Sydenham and Crystal Palace. Billy Reeves, BBC London 94.9. You'll also find us on Twitter at BBC Travel Alert. Back on FM after the headlines at 7:30.
You're listening to Sonny and Shay on BBC London 94.9, and we are right now discussing Remembrance Sunday. So if you would like to share some of your memories, or perhaps you've been taking part in the Remembrance Sunday today, perhaps you've gone to see a parade, please do let us know. You can, of course, give us a ring in the studio, 0207 22 42000, or text us 81333, start your message of London. And we're also on Twitter, just type in Sonny and Shay or BBC London 949.
Now, Remembrance Sunday is something quite close to my mum and to our family, because my grandfather was part of the army in World War II, and he got honoured.
He was part of World War One, actually. Was it World War II?
World War II.
Okay.
Make him too old.
Okay. It's World War II.
World War II. And basically, he was based in India, and he was on the borders of. I forget where it was, but he's on the borders where it's very cold and what have you, near Kashmir. And he got awarded the George's Cross for his bravery and, you know, something he achieved, and he didn't go for that. But his memories of being part of that unit and part of those group of men who he ended up being brothers like, is that the same kind of feeling that you get from the cadets? Do you feel that you're part of a big family?
Yeah, when I first joined, at first I didn't really know anyone, but within that same week I got to know a lot of people.
Right.
And now, like, if I don't come on a parade night, say I've got to do revision for an exam, I still feel weird, because it's like they're a family and I miss them, and it's just, we're really, really close.
Would you find yourself going, I asked this question earlier, would you actually see yourself going as a career in the armed forces?
It's definitely an option.
Right.
Because it does seem really, really interesting. What
is the attractive one? Where would you like, Air Force or the Army, or where would you like to be?
Army.
Army. Straight.
Yeah.
Straight.
Yeah.
Right. What about yourself?
Personally, your first question there, you do. You make friendships for life, really.
Yeah.
I've made friends in the Army Cadet Force. And that, personally, not really the people that I would mix with.
Okay.
But, yeah, you make great friends. You make friends with people that, you know, your friendship's going
to
last forever.
So you get to meet people from all walks of life,
yeah.
Which I
yeah.
think is really important. There's something I'd like to touch upon. Harpreet and also Manjeet, both of you are Sikh. At the beginning of the war, the Sikh military personnel numbered around about 35,000 men of the 161,000 troops, which is around 22% of the British Armed Forces. Yet the Sikhs only made up less than 2% of the total population in India.
Mm-hmm.
What's the reason, and I'm just pinpointing you, and then obviously Priscilla, I'd like to talk to you about your family as well, that both of, and you mentioned earlier on, Manjeet, every single Remembrance Sunday, your father made sure that you both go to the parade. Is it part of your faith, or part of the reason that you've decided to join the Army Cadets and focus on that?
Yeah, it's a major factor. If you go back into the history of the Sikhs and where it first started, you see that we had a lot of wars going on, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of our gurus were involved in wars, a lot of them were killed. A lot of them were sacrificed, a lot of our holy people were killed, a lot of holy people were sacrificed. And it's more about, because...
Defending the weak.
Yeah, you can compare the soldiers that are dying today or have died in the present, in the past 100 years or so, and you can compare them to all the way back to where my religion started. Mm. They've both died in the same circumstances, they've both been part of the wars, died in wars. So for me, it just doesn't stretch back to world wars and that. It goes straight back to where my religion has started.
Mm-hmm.
And is it the same for yourself, Harper?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that in this way, the cadets itself, being part of a group where you go and have fun every weekend, because it's quite a lot of fun, right? You don't just do it for the doom and gloom. You do it because you go out. You go, list us a couple of things that you do, which is like, you know, on the weekends, you could do camp building, fires, you know how to feed yourself from a leaf or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly. if you go out on a field weekend, which you do quite a lot,
right?
You sleep out in the open, you know.
Ooh, I wouldn't like that.
So how hard is that, sleeping out in the open? Now, come on, that must be hard, right?
It's simple. It's not hard. Yeah, it's not hard.
You're the
it's
guy. Hard. Hold
You're
on,
guy.
Priscilla.
Let's ask Priscilla.
Is it easy for us ladies, for like Harpreet, young Harpreet, to be sleeping out in the cold in the British weather?
I think girls adapt. You know, you learn how to deal with the boys. You learn how to do the simple things like washing yourself and things like that in the field where there's not a nice shower around the corner, or electricity in a tree for you to plug in your hairdryer. So we do learn how to do it, but it is a good experience, and I've always gone in the field, so it's not a bad thing.
Priscilla, before you came on air, I was mentioning the fact that my family, originally my father's family went to Kenya, but I didn't really understand or have a connection, should I say, with Remembrance Sunday as such, because my family wasn't involved in any way with the armed forces at all, just because of the careers that they chose. Whereas Sonny's grandfather, it's very prominent within my in-laws' family, we do very much think about Remembrance Sunday and think about the contribution that Sonny's grandfather did. And his small part, as he used to say, is part of World War
II. He only called it a very small part.
Small part, but nonetheless a part, nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
You're Anglo-Indian. Mm-hmm. Your father is Indian.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about his background.
Well, I've got, looking at my family tree, I've had two uncles. One died in World War One, and one died in World War Two. And also my grandmother, who's like adoptive grandmother, it's my first cousin's granny. Her husband was in the Indian Army over there as a colonel.
Wow.
And to be honest, I know there's family and people have that relation, but I think everyone can have a connection to Remembrance Sunday.
Yeah.
Of course.
There's so many countries across the world that was involved in all the past and present conflicts. Mm-hmm. And just walking around the war graves today and seeing the ages of some of the fallen, and you can connect in with them thinking,
Priscilla, can I ask
19-year-old.
I quickly ask you a question about wars itself? I mean, like, there's a lot of history channels. They, you know, repeatedly have a lot of information about what happened in the past. But do you think some of the youngsters today have forgotten or connected to that time, to that place, where a 19-year-old who had to go with the responsibility of leaving his mum and dad to war and can't associate with themselves with that and don't feel the importance of remembrance? Do you find that sometimes when you walk around?
I just think youngsters or
even
everyone individually,
yeah,
if they don't have a full understanding of what the conflict was about and what those people experienced, they're not going to have that connection or what happened
and
what those 19-year-olds went through.
Mm.
It just shows you that even a youngster is capable of doing wonders in the world,
and
regardless
the
of age.
And when you find yourself in the cadets, right, because I have to say it's a fun place. I look at you guys and I'm smiling.
You're all smiling. Yeah,
and you're all smiling and you've been on your feet all day and you're still smiling. You're not like, oh, I can go home and take off these uniform and take my shoes off. What is the negatives of being in the cadets? Just if you can find any, I have to ask you. I'll start with you, Priscilla, because you've been there the longest and you're now part of the... Wow. And so tell us, what would you say is the negatives?
For me?
Yes.
My time.
Okay.
Not in a bad way.
Yeah.
I wish there was more hours in the day, because there's so many things that I would love for my unit to do.
Right.
And they're away. I think we worked it out to be 42 weekends out of
52 a year.
That's a lot.
My unit staff are very, very committed.
Right.
So just having a little bit of time for us, you know, working ourselves around work as well as our full-time job, which is the youth organisation we work for.
And yourself?
I honestly can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything.
You like sleeping in the cold, you can eat a leaf for about a week and you'll be okay.
Yeah,
and, you
I'm
know,
fine
all,
with
all of that is fine.
Not really eating a leaf. Come on, they give us ration packs.
Oh, really? No, okay, I'm just...
And you get sick ones, remember? You're
yeah, you get sick ration packs as well.
Oh, do you? Okay, yeah. So what's the difference between these two ration packs?
Well, it's catered to...
your religion,
it's religion, like, okay. You know, some Sikhs don't eat beef, some Sikhs are vegetarian.
Yeah.
So it's catered around it, you know.
Right.
You'll find ration packs that are vegetarian, that've been adapted to Sikhism.
Right.
The teaching of Sikhism.
So you have a lot of dal and chawl in yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lentils and rice.
I love that. Reminds you of home when you're in the
Yeah. And what about yourself, Harpreet? Is there something that you find difficult? Or perhaps did you find it being female coming into the army, cadets difficult?
We'd joke about it with the boys, but it's actually they accept you and you're equal. They're not superior,
right?
And so it's okay.
So how many females in your cadets with you? How many of your sisters are with you?
Currently about 12.
Yeah,
12. That's
the boys
quite a lot.
Do outnumber us, but slowly we're getting more and more girls. Because
men like to get
macho
dirty.
Appeal.
You like being dirty, you know, is that right?
I think girls also, it's the fact that they think you can't be girly girl whilst in the army cadet force. I think they worry about...
no pinks and
flowers.
Yeah, not
being able to straighten your hair, and it's not like that at all.
But look at you,
fun.
You both look beautiful right now. You're one of the most beautiful women.
You are, and you're all dressed, as I was going to say, it's not easy to have that confidence maybe to put on your uniform, because you are wearing a uniform, you're taking part in something which maybe some people don't understand. But I was just wondering, if people would like to get involved, maybe, how do you become a cadet? Do you have to be an adult volunteer? If you're slightly younger, maybe you'd like your children to get involved or something like this.
If
how
you
would you do that?
Are a cadet or willing to become an adult volunteer, which we would love to see more of you, please go to the armycadet.com website, and a lovely man called Mr. Noland will put you in the right place.
Is that his actual... Is it always going to be Mr. Noland?
Noland.
Captain Noland.
Okay.
yeah, he's really good, and he'll put you in the right stead of where you need to go, what unit you can attach yourself to as a cadet, and... He's really good with all the PR stuff.
Brilliant.
Okay. I have to ask, because both of you, you're studying as well, Manjeet and Harpreet. It's not just a case of army cadets taking over your life. Have you found it difficult to be, you know, doing the studying as well as getting involved? Or actually, has it enhanced? Has it helped you put more focus? We talked earlier on about discipline and timing. What about you, Harpreet? Has it helped you?
It actually has. It's made me, as a person, I'm more disciplined. So I'll wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Definite.
Well done.
Ever since I did. And, if I put my mind to something, I'll do it now. Whereas before, I wouldn't. I'd save it. Like, if I got homework, I'd do it on the day before it was due. But now, I'll just get it over and done with. And just, it's like Carpe Diem, the saying, just take every day and just make it good. And that's what I've kind of learnt with cadets. You've got to, if you want to get something done, you've got to do it.
Do it now. Yeah. Don't leave it till tomorrow.
And
which
yourself,
one you
and what
do?
Have you taken from the cadets?
Personally, with me, before I joined, I used to be really lazy. I used to come home from school.
Yeah.
Eat my tea, sit in front of the TV until about 8 o'clock, and then go to sleep. That's it. Never didn't used to bother about homework either.
Right.
Now, once you know, I've been here for a while, and it's changed me really. I'm way more organised now. You know, I get stuff done way more quicker. I'm a lot more focused as well.
Right.
Like in my studies now, I can just be focused on whatever I'm studying, whatever I'm doing, and it'll be hard to distract me.
That's really good, man. That's amazing.
I
should join the cadets.
I know. I
might even join up with you guys and try to go to
the
I might try that now. I might have to. Because I don't get up until whatever o'clock either.
Well, you're always welcome to come down to our unit and
we'd
come around and have a look and see what we'd get up to.
We'd love to. So again, if someone liked that website and you know, you're interested in getting involved, maybe hadn't heard about the Army Cadets, I'm sure you have now. The website is armycadets.com. That's armycadets.com. So all one word, all lowercase. Look, I just want to say it's been an absolute honour, and I do genuinely mean that, to have you, all three of you, in. Priscilla, it's fantastic the work that you're doing, and these two young people, you look so confident.
What's the name of your cadets, by the way? Do you have a name?
It's 192 Heston.
192 Heston.
Army cadet army cadets, but obviously with the Army Air Corps because that's the colour barrow we wear.
Wow.
Because that's our sponsors.
Ah, are you going to say you're wearing a baby blue? It's like a light baby blue, isn't it? It's
very
a lovely
rare colour.
Yeah,
that's very rare. You won't find this.
Shay loves that colour.
I do.
This is going to be part of your cadets.
I will. And we'll definitely take a picture of you all if you're okay with that. And we'll pop it up onto Twitter and you'll be able to find that. But if you would like to share your memories on Remembrance Sunday, please do 0207 224 2000. And also coming up straight after the news and travel, we have an exclusive on body art and henna. We will let you know straight after the travel news. But again, a big thank you to Harpreet, Manjeet and Priscilla. Absolute honour having you here at BBC London 94.9. You're listening to Sunny and Shay, and right now we're going to go into the news and then the travel.